Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience. Welcome back again. Today, we are talking about the important, wonderful topic of the perfect form of worship God desires that we give Him. According to Islam, it is performing religious duties and obligations. Trust me, I studied Islam and the Quran in depth in law school in Egypt, grew up with Muslims in Egypt. We play soccer together, we study together, we work together. I worked as a defense lawyer. Most of my friends were Muslim police officers and DAs and judges. Actually, my wife also was born and raised as a Muslim, graduated from Al-Azhar Islamic University in Egypt, majoring in Islamic study and Arabic language, and she studied Islam in depth. She used to work as an Arabic and Muslim teacher in Egypt. Of course, she would get fired because she doesn't like to teach about Islam. Anyway, our experience is Islam requires of the believers performance of religious duties and obligations as a perfect form of worship to God. These obligations, such as prayer, alms, which is giving money or food to the poor, fasting, pilgrimage, etc. According to genuine biblical Christianity, just performing religious duties is not the perfect form of worship God requires of us, because it is possible for a person to perform all the religious duties and at the same time not have a heart and mind dedicated to God. Performance of religious duties does not necessarily mean that we are surrendering and submitting our lives completely to God. Believers can try to obey God and serve Him out of wrong motives, such as pride, or they are hoping to gain financial reward, etc. Jesus revealed to us in the gospel the perfect form of worship God requires of us when He said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Jesus taught us that loving God with our whole being is what God desires of us in worshiping Him. Jesus also taught us that if we truly love God, we will express our love through obeying Him. Loving God the way Jesus taught us is the perfect form of worship that God requires that we give Him, because it means giving God our emotions, our will, our goals, and living to please Him every day of our lives. When I was driving to the radio station here to record, I remember that in regard to my relationship with my wife, I certainly will not be happy if she just perform certain things for me, like washing my clothes, cooking my food, cleaning the house. No. Most importantly, and what I really desire that she will give me, is her love. Her love. And then after she loves me with her heart and with her mind, then whatever she does for me is fine, even if she doesn't do much or anything. Maybe she's not able. All right. Now, we have two important questions that we need to share with our Muslim friends. One, is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship? Two, is God worthy to receive such love? In other words, who is this God that asks me to give him my life and love him supremely? Now, we talked about a few things last program. Let me continue by saying, because God, as described in Islam, is empty of subjective love toward believers, Muslim believers cannot feel or experience God's love in their hearts. It's a tragedy. Therefore, no Muslim is able to develop within his or her being feelings of love toward God, especially from all the heart, soul, and mind. My friend, the God whom the Quran describes does not satisfy the thirst and longing of our hearts and souls. It is like a certain woman who loved a man, wanted to marry him, spend the rest of her life with him, and devote herself to him. Unfortunately, this man refused to let her know that he loved her. He never told her, "I love you." He told her, "I cannot promise you that you will be with me for the rest of my life." He refused to marry her, but he bestowed gifts on her when she pleased him and obeyed him as a way to reward her and express his approval to her. He wanted her to be only his servant, his slave. If you were that woman, how would you feel? Would you feel loved? Would your heart be full of love for this man? Likewise, it is impossible for Muslims to give God perfect form of worship, which again is to love God with all their heart, soul, and mind. They are unable to have and to express such a love to God through joyful, willing submission to his commandments. Why? Because the relationship to God is master to slave, master to servant. And this relationship is not conducive to love. Okay? Genuine love cannot come from the heart and the mind of a servant or a slave to his master. Now, the question we will talk about in our next program, is it possible for the Christian believer to wholeheartedly love God? And we will talk about wonderful facts that we can find in the gospel. Let me read to you one of the testimonies I received from Vernon from Virginia. "Hi, Sammy. Just a brief note of great news. I have a Muslim friend I have been sharing with for over 15 years. A few months ago, I gave him a copy of Glad News. After reading it, he called me and said, 'No one can read this book without his eyes being opened.' I spoke to him recently and he told me he has prayed and is now trusting in Christ for his salvation. My Muslim friend, this is what I am hoping and praying that will happen to you." Actually, I am praying that this will happen to any person that never enjoyed God's love in his heart and his soul. I encourage you right now, by faith, to pray this prayer with me. Because the God of the Bible, God as described in the Bible, manifested his love to you through Jesus' life and words and death on the cross. He paid the penalty for your sins through Christ's death and resurrection. Pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I heard about your love, but today I know that you loved me enough to sacrifice of yourself for my sake. to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my Savior, and you died on my behalf, so I don't have to suffer the consequences of everything wrong I done in my life. Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart. You are my Savior. Make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for loving me so passionately. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
There is more to come, so please stay with me.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Continuing our wonderful topic about God in Islam and the God in the Bible, God as described in Islam and the God as described in the Bible and the form of worship God require that we give him. Jesus revealed to us that loving God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind is the perfect form of worship God desires us to give him. I want to take you with me in a wonderful journey so you can discover that according to Jesus' words, which are revealed in the gospel, it is possible for you and me to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. When you know the description of God in the gospel, you will discover that God is worthy to receive from us perfect worship. God deserves that we love him from our whole being. The first thing I like to mention to you is God made us his children. First, God declared in the Bible that he desires to draw so close to us as a loving father would draw close to his children. Jesus instructed his disciples when praying to God to call on him as our Father. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 6. We know from the gospel that the moment you repent and put your faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for all the wrong you have done, a miracle will happen. A miracle will happen to you. You will be born through God's Spirit and becomes a child of God. Because I know that Muslims don't think that they can be adopted by God and become children of God. However, we read in the gospel, the Injil, but to all who believed in Jesus and accepted him, God gave the right to become a children of God. Share with your Muslim friend that you can become a child of God. If you approach God and relied on Jesus' sacrifice to pay the penalty for your sins and repented of your sins and told God, I want to live with you according to your will. I don't want to live far from you. I don't want to violate my conscience and your commandment. and you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will become a child of God. Actually, this is the most awesome thing that can happen to you in your life. The Gospel of John mentions, and of course, John was one of Jesus' closest disciples and eyewitness. We read God as Father about 100 times. Mentioned in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John. Jesus told his disciples, the Father himself loves you. John chapter 16. My friend, this brings about a relationship that is conducive to love. Most often, a good father loves his own children in a very special way. He naturally has deeper affection for his own children than for other children because he sees something of himself in them. Okay, let me share with you. I remember one day I saw a couple of my extended family members holding their newborn baby. I noticed their strong attachment and affections toward their baby. They said to me, Sammy, look how beautiful, gorgeous our baby is. I was actually too distracted by the crying, spitting, and the smell of the baby. They actually told me, take the baby, hold the baby in your hand. I was really afraid that something unpleasant will happen to me. Obviously, the parents appreciated the beauty of their baby much more than I did. I did not share their feelings. To them, their baby was the most precious, beautiful person in the world. Through what I saw of the parents' love for their newborn baby, God showed me that he loves me in spite of my imperfections much more than these parents could ever love their baby. I could feel God saying to me in my heart through the Holy Spirit, even though I love every living person, Sammy, you are my child. You are much more special to me than the people who haven't yet become my children. I know all your mistakes, past failures, and the present weaknesses, and the shortcomings. Regardless of anything not perfect in you, Sammy, you are my most treasured and precious possession. Sammy, you are born of my spirit. And you are my child. I live within you. You are part of me, and I am part of you. Wow! This is awesome. We read in the gospel, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called a children of God. And that is what we are. You can read that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called a children of God, and that is what we are. My friend, you can become a child of God today because God is pleased to adopt us and become our very own Father and care for us as his children. This must mean that he is willing to enter into a deep and personal relationship with us. Now, his command to love him has the best prospect of fulfillment. Wow, I love it, I love it, I love it. Let me share with you a wonderful testimony I received. One of them, I can't share with you all of them, but let me share with you this one. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee in Florida many times, even before 9/11. And before I went to speak last time, I received an email. My name is Malak. I am originally from Lebanon. I came to the States in 2007 to finish my study. I live in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim. And she mentioned someone bought to her my book, Glad News. God loves you, my Muslim friend. We both are reading it right now. Let me say that since I read this book, I fell in love with God. Because, of course, I mentioned in my book, chapter 29, God is Love, the description of God in the Bible. And she said, I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle. That is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots, and I am falling in love with Jesus. Of course, I told her this is not a big problem. Keep reading the book, keep praying. And she said, very interesting, the chapter about the crucifixion. Of course, I answered her questions. I told her, keep reading the book. It's going to answer your questions. And the last email Malak sent me, thanks for helping me, Sammy, experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. And of course, I introduced Malak to the Holy Church in the second service, Calvary Chapel, Tallahassee. And we rejoiced and we laughed and we cried. We hugged, and it was a big celebration. So I want you to share with your Muslim friends the chapter about God is love in my book. Get the book, read it, and you either give your Muslim friend the book or share with him the information so he can have the chance to put his faith in Jesus as his only Savior and become a child of God.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.